I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story, media pioneer, cultural icon, and founder of the legendary Video Music Box. Ralph McDaniels will celebrate his birthday with a special party concert event, Ralph McDaniels and Friends, on February 26th at Brooklyn Bowl. The highly anticipated evening will unite music, culture, and celebration, featuring live performances from artists whose work helped define hip-hop and the dance music history. The night is presented by Elijah Wells Late Development. In 1994, McDaniels, who became known as Uncle Ralph, directed hip-hop star Nas's first solo video for his second single, It Ain't Hard to Tell.
It ain't hard to tell. I excel, then prevail. The mic is contacted, I attract clientele. My mic check is life or death, breathing a sniper's breath. I exhale the yellow smoke of Buddha through righteous steps, deep like the shining, sparkle like a diamond, sneaker Uzi on the Allen and my army jacket.
The video aired on Video Music Box, which became the longest running music video show in the world. McDaniels is also a great lover of jazz.
Jazz and hip-hop, in a way, are similar, you know. There are these niche kind of sounds, you know, and they started in juke joints, and that's the way hip hop started, in these back rooms and stuff. And so it's similar, you know, and some people might not see that, but I see that. And so I think that there's a correlation between the two.
Yeah, there's a lot of artists who have sampled jazz musicians through, you know, through the years. And I think it's important that especially our younger audience knows that hip hop and jazz are deeply connected in many areas.
Yeah. You know, in my documentary, you're watching Video Music Box, which is still on Showtime. You know, there's a segment where I play Dizzy Gillespie, and I did an interview with Dizzy Gillespie, and I'm playing it for Nas to see it. And Dizzy basically says what I just said, the beginnings of jazz and the beginnings of hip hop are the same. Quincy Jones said the same thing. People were, oh, wow, where did you get Dizzy Gillespie? And I was like, I was at an event and he was there, and I walked up to him and he started talking to me. But, you know, that's hip hop, you know, those kind of moments, you know, that artists make themselves available to, you know, the right things that they want to talk about.
You mentioned Dizzy Gillespie earlier.
Yes.
If you could go back in time and match up a hip-hop artist with a legend, who would be the two people that you would most want to put together and say, this is a Ralph McDaniels production?
Miles Davis and Nas.
That would be interesting, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like, you know, Nas is always, you know, looking forward, and that's how Miles was. He was always a forward-thinking person, and sometimes that's hard because people want what you did 3 years ago, you know, and they want the same thing. And you know, and Nas, people always reference Nas's first album, Illmatic, and he's like, that was like 30 years ago. I'm not the same person anymore. So he's always moving forward and trying different things, and I think that's the way Miles was.
You can see my entire interview with Ralph McDaniels on the WBGO YouTube channel. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.